Information you're about to hear will have a profound impact on your life. By the end of this tape, you will understand why certain very special life-sustaining minerals can help you retain a new youthful vitality, achieve optimal health, and may even save your life. If you think you already know everything there is to know about minerals, think again. And if you're currently taking mineral supplements, especially certain colloidal, landmine, or surface sea-based mineral supplements, it is imperative that you listen to this tape all the way to the end, because you may be placing your health in grave jeopardy. All plants and animals, including human beings, are comprised of essential trace minerals, the same minerals which have ebbed and flowed in ocean tides since the beginning of Earth. These trace minerals are quite different from common minerals and are essential to the proper functioning of the human body. Unfortunately, these life-sustaining trace minerals must be regularly replenished, or we risk a variety of health problems, including aging prematurely, as well as other serious conditions, some of which may even be fatal. In our obsession to achieve optimal health, to retain youthful energy, and to live a long, lustrous life, we may have overlooked the obvious. The secret to health, youth, and longevity may, in fact, lie within the depths of the sea. Off the coast of Kona, on the Big Island of Hawaii, almost 2,000 feet below the surface, you will find one of the most unique places on Earth, where ocean currents from all over the globe have come together, bringing with them centuries-old nutrient-rich plant life. These waters contain the purest, most unspoiled minerals on the face of the planet, including minerals which have already been metabolized during the life cycle of phytoplankton and algae. These nutrients are then released into the sea, transformed into the most bioavailable form of minerals in existence. These are minerals never exposed to modern man, his pollution, his acid rain, his nuclear waste and destruction. Hundreds, if not thousands of years have passed since these waters have neared the surface, where toxins and other pollutants severely diminish the value of other minerals. What's more, this water, perhaps the purest water on the face of the planet, flows undisturbed, suspended in the cool 40-degree depths of what scientists call the zone of regeneration. Until recently, this powerful, mineral-rich seawater was inaccessible to man. But today, thanks to modern science, we can access this water, and through a special process, actually retrieve these ancient potent minerals, retaining their purity and power. These ideal mineral specimens are unlike any found before, with astonishing absorption rates far exceeding most minerals available today. What else happens when we allow the mineral levels in our bodies to become depleted? Here to answer that question is Dr. William Kellis, renowned health practitioner. 15 years ago, Dr. Kellis suffered a serious personal illness, which launched him on a quest for answers he could not find in conventional medicine. Restoring his own health was not enough for Dr. Kellis. He soon founded the Comprehensive Health Center, a progressive medical facility in Southern California, where physicians and health professionals provide state-of-the-art health services to thousands of patients from all over the world. An environmental health expert, Dr. Kellis is the author of several books on the medical implications of toxic immune syndrome and hosts a popular nationally syndicated radio health show. Years of clinical experience have taught Dr. Kellis to take a practical, common sense approach to health care.
You know, just because we grow older doesn't mean we have to deteriorate. Our genetic weakest link aside, there's two reasons we deteriorate before our time. Toxicity, too much of the bad things, and deficiency, not enough of the good things. First, let me tell you about toxins. Anything can become toxic. It's just a question of dose and duration. Now, what do I mean by deficiencies? Let's start with the obvious. Air. 4 minutes without air, you start dying. Water. 4 days without it, you start to die. Food, 4 weeks without it, and then your history. But there are other deficiencies, more subtle. You know what the early sign of heart disease is? Sudden death. It's one of those quick ones. However, if you take something like cancer, it can take up to 10 years to develop, and that's more subtle. It's like the way a frog cooks. If you drop a frog into hot water, it'll jump out immediately. It knows it's hot. But if you put it into cool water and slowly raise the temperature, it doesn't even realize imperceptibly, but it's cooking to death. And that's the subtlety in the way that we're actually aging. And we're aging early, prematurely, deteriorating before our time. You can have exactly the same symptom caused by too much of a bad thing or too little of a good thing. It's toxicity and deficiencies. For example, one of the deficiencies I see common is major minerals. Give you an example, sodium. If you get too little of it, you can have low blood pressure, fatigue, and I mean deep fatigue, cold extremities, loss of appetite. Another mineral, potassium. A deficiency can cause you to have mind racing, you can't go to sleep, or you wake up in the middle of the night, can't stay to sleep. You could have brain fog, forgetfulness. Muscles can be tight, twitching, cramping. Heart can pound or race, anxiety, nervousness. A deficiency of the mineral magnesium can cause us to be forgetful. Heart fluttering and fibrillations. Oftentimes we end up taking things for the fibrillation of our heart, which is just caused by a deficiency of magnesium. And you notice every one of the minerals I've talked about are involved with energy. All of these affect your energy in different ways. They're all required as a team. A deficiency in one of them is like the weakest link in a chain. It's a deficiency in all of them. These major minerals are obvious, but there are certain deficiencies, deficiencies in trace minerals, which can become more destructive, but subtle. They're long-term deterioration. For example, if you're low on zinc, you lose taste and smell, or just problems with your overall immune function, so you constantly stay sick, or when you cut, you don't heal well. Zinc deficiency can result in a loss of sexual function. What do I mean? Zinc is the major element responsible for testosterone in men, progesterone in women. While zinc won't make your sex life, it'll make your sex life possible. Did you know cobalt is the main mineral that holds B12 together? And B12 deficiency is called pernicious anemia. And I find more and more people deficient in cobalt, even more than iron. Even my younger patients that I don't find iron deficiencies, I find lots of cobalt deficiencies. Another crucial trace mineral that can have subtle but devastating effects on your health is manganese. It's responsible for synovial fluid. Synovial fluids are those fluids like oil that grease your joints, and a lot of people are moving stiffer and stiffer all the time. It's also responsible for your absorption and uptake of calcium. Well, I'll tell you what, Bill Walton, who was a center for years in the NBA, had about 10 years taken out of his career because he was a vegetarian and didn't eat meat where you get manganese, and because of that, he did not absorb the calcium. He used to get bone fractures just landing on the ground with his size frame. Chromium and vanadium, on the other hand, are huge players in anybody who's had hypoglycemia, diabetes. You can have all the insulin in the world, but if you don't have chromium and vanadium in you, you cannot transport that insulin to where it has to go to give your sugar storage to your cells to give them energy. What are the long-term effects of trace mineral deficiencies? Well, picture a very old person hunched over after a lifetime of these deficiencies. I'll tell you what, since the 1900s, 1 out of 30 used to have cancer. Now we're at 1 out of 3, and 80% will die of it. Heart disease, 1 out of 7 used to have heart disease. Now it's over 50%. And diabetes and arthritis and osteoporosis, rampant. What else do we see in older people? Loss of sexual function. Lean body mass, ravage. Thin, spotted skin. And of course, the most common symptom of aging is fatigue. And let me tell you, it doesn't have to be that way. There's another frightening side to this tragedy. We're starting to see the effects of these deficiencies in younger and younger patients. I see more and more men and women in their 30s with higher and higher incidence of serious chronic conditions. Things we didn't even know about 20 years ago. Chronic fatigue syndrome. They're tired all the time. Fibromyalgia, pain throughout the body, compromised immune system, and associated conditions. If you're over 30, you may be feeling the effects of early signs of mineral deficiency, and you may not even know it. Do you feel bloated or gaseous after meals? Do you have diarrhea or constipation, or the alternating of the two? Does sunlight bother your eyes? Do you experience a loss of concentration? Do you experience back of the neck pain or stiffness? Low back pain or stiffness, cold hands or feet, low blood pressure? Are you finding it more difficult to lose weight or add lean body mass? Is your menstrual cycle causing cramps, discomfort? Are you frequently depressed or irritable? Do little things set you off? Are you having trouble getting to sleep or staying asleep? Both of these can be trace mineral deficiencies. Are you waking up too early? Are you waking up without the energy you should have after a full night's sleep? Do you often have unusual cravings, especially chocolate? Do you have anxiety, unexplained feelings of fear and panic, fast-beating heart, difficulty breathing deeply? Do you get up in the middle of the night and urinate more often, and you're unable to go back to sleep? All these can be symptoms of trace mineral deficiency. Do you have frequent headaches, muscle cramps, tightness or twitching, premature hair loss, bleeding gums, cavities? Or do you have thin skin, fingernails, or hair? All these can be symptoms of early signs of mineral deficiencies.
Ideally, we should derive all of our essential minerals from food and drink. We all remember our mothers telling us to eat our spinach so we'd get the iron we needed to make us strong. She told us to drink our milk because milk contains calcium, which is good for bones and teeth. But keep in mind, these crucial minerals are not formed in plants and animals. Where does spinach get its supply of iron? And where do cows find the calcium which enriches their milk?
Ideally, the soils nurture the spinach, and the soil also feeds the grass upon which the cows graze. But what happens when the soil itself is depleted of essential minerals? That's exactly what's happening. We plant the crops over and over again, the same crops. We don't rotate the fields, and we harvest everything out of the field, including all the waste that is left behind. And with that, we take out all the trace minerals. And those trace minerals are not getting in the food. But that's only part of the problem. The food processing industry takes just the grains we eat and mills them and bleaches them to make flours. And those flours are so content-free that the bugs that try to live in the silos where these are stored die of malnutrition. And the food processing industry, to get by this, enriches it with synthetic vitamins and minerals, or you couldn't even call this food. And you and I are expected to thrive on this content-free nutrition.
Frightening, but before you start writing out your will and planning the funeral, remember, we human beings are very resourceful. Commercial farmers add limestone to the soil to replace the major minerals, just so the plants will grow.
At most, commercial farmers amend the soil with 7 or 8 major minerals, just enough to change the pH, lowering the acid level and increase their yield. But what about the dozens of other trace minerals we humans have need for? Food manufacturers add some synthetic, chemical, and man-made nutrients back in processing. And they're always supplements, right? Well, watch out. All mineral supplements are not created equal. I'm tired of people selling you synthetic vitamins and minerals and passing them off as the natural food from the earth. There are natural poisons. Would you like a lot of natural arsenic? Well, when we take these so-called natural mineral supplements, you may be doing the same thing, slowly poisoning yourself. I've dedicated my life to helping people with chronic illness and chronic disorders. I want to talk to you about a health fad that has me most concerned. You may have heard about the magical benefits of colloidal minerals, minerals mined from the Earth's surface or from the surface of the sea. Many of you are currently taking these minerals. While the premise is true, minerals are crucial. And these natural land-based and sea-based minerals do offer some health benefits. They may well be harboring a deadly time bomb. Dead doctors may not lie, but they forgot to tell you a few things. If you're taking any of these colloidal surface-based minerals, mined from either the sea or the land, I'd like you to go right now and get the bottle, bring it back here, and read through it as I go through this list of maladies associated with heavy metal poisoning. Here are just a couple of the time bombs that I'm talking about. Let's take lead, for example. Lead's known to cause headaches, learning disabilities, depression, hair loss, black lines on your gums, loss of appetite. Does your product contain lead? Now let's go to mercury. Mercury is known to cause anger, irritability, mood swings, headaches, light sensitivity, metallic taste in your mouth, loss of smell and taste, twitching, tumors, asthma, ulcers, constipation, rashes, arthritis, fatigue, hypoglycemia, low body temperature, on and on and on. Does your product contain mercury? Let's talk about cadmium. Can lead to acne, loss of sense of taste and smell, low or high blood pressure, loss of appetite, sore joints, decreased fertility, pain in the legs. Does your product have cadmium? Arsenic causes headaches, hair loss, rashes, low appetite, muscle aches, fatigue, weakness. Do you see arsenic on your label? Let me make it clear. The colloidals we're talking about have cadmium, lead, and mercury, and those suppress the zinc and the calcium, and those toxicities are more detrimental than the deficiencies caused by the minerals we're trying to replace. Colloidal has gotten a lot of press, and while it's a good concept, people need to understand colloidal just means it's in suspension. And one of the things, if you go back to the Tabor's Medical Dictionary and study what colloidal is really talking about, and I ask each of you to do this, don't depend on my word, the size of the colloidal particles is size that does not go through cell membranes. In other words, it can't be absorbed through into the system properly. One of the things I've been hearing is that minerals have to be in a liquid form, and if you don't get them in a liquid form, then you're not going to absorb them. Well, let me ask you a question. Does food have to be in a liquid form? The minerals, they're solid. That's what they are. To try to float them in a liquid is just putting solids in a liquid. I will tell you this. Everything becomes liquid in your body. You don't have to worry about that. I don't know about you, but I don't always want to walk around with a bottle of minerals to take when all I can take is a pill. It'll take care of the whole thing. It makes sense to me. What you really want is not colloidal per se. It's the bioavailability of the nutrients. Example, the reason we're using sea bass is because the plankton broke it down and has digested, and then the plankton died when it got to a certain level, and so now the minerals are ready to be absorbed, and they have to be toxic-free. So you want bioavailable, sea-based minerals, because anything up the surface is toxic, because let's face it, up here we're toxic. And you want toxic-free. And that's why when you get the sea plankton breaking it down and bonding with it and preparing to ionize and getting it ready for being able to be absorbed properly. See, what I want out of minerals is energy. Energy is the ability to transmit the electricity through me so I feel energized. I feel good about life.
So where does that leave us? Our most reliable sources of essential minerals, the food we eat, the liquids we drink, are woefully inadequate, providing minerals lacking potency and bioavailability. Man-made chemical minerals present a host of other problems. Maybe we should invent a time machine and go back in time, thousands of years ago, when our soil was rich with natural, unspoiled mineral deposits. Our seas teemed with unpolluted, pristine minerals in inexhaustible abundance. But we can't really go back in time. Or can we?
I've been looking all over the world for minerals that work, that don't cause reactions, and don't cause people to feel worse, and don't make them toxic, but help their basic nutritional needs. These bioavailable minerals supply the needs of your body without polluting the body systems. They have the potential to renew energy, strength, restore the muscle, the youth, and the vigor that you may have lost years ago. I urge our patients to get off of the impure synthetic supplements and the colloidal type minerals. Every day I see the difference in our patients. And it's a great feeling to have the patients come back to you and say their health and energy and vitality has returned. Every hour that passes without these bioavailable minerals is one less hour of optimal health. Can you afford that? Get bioavailable minerals so your body's ready to utilize them, so you don't become part of the toxic or deficient people, and start to regenerate instead of degenerate.
A poet once said, "All that we do is touched by the ocean, yet we remain on the shore of what we know." Yes, the sea is a living metaphor of life. For the most part untouched, unexplored, unexploited, the sea continues to yield its secrets, perhaps offering a salvation from our destructive nature, providing us with a second chance to live healthier, longer lives.